Dobell filed a 20-page, single-spaced letter to Massachusetts Higher Education Commissioner Richard Freeland to explain his spending and offered to make available for review thousands of pages of documents dating back 5 years. He also mounted a defense in a video produced by a Boston public relations firm and posted on YouTube. In the letter, Dobell insists he has not misused hundreds of thousands of dollars that were spent on travel and entertainment and charged either to the school or its fundraising arm, the Westfield State University Foundation. In the video, produced by Regan Communications, Dobell said he has been consistently praised by the university's Board of Trustees during his 6 years as president and was recently rewarded with a 3% pay raise.
All my valuations for the past years have been so, with humility, extraordinary. I don't write those evaluations. They're written by the board and the executive committee. They've talked about my leadership. They talked about my fiscal management. They've talked about my vision. They talked about our success.
Questions about Dobell's spending came to light in late August after an auditor's report to the Westfield State Board of Trustees that flagged trips Dobell and other university staff made, including travels to Asia and 15 trips to San Francisco. The audit said school policies were violated and record-keeping was sloppy, but there was no allegation of fraud. Dobell acknowledges that he charged personal expenses to the university credit card that he later reimbursed in accordance with what he believed at the time to be standard practices.
So for all this to come back years later, anonymously through documents and have this great investigation with sensational headlines, I find extremely troubling.
Dobell has claimed the audit was improper because it was not sanctioned by the full Board of Trustees in an open meeting. Dobell's spokesman and his attorney have suggested the trustees have broken laws and that the chairman of the board is out to get Dobell to further a hidden agenda.
I have every interest in remaining every interest in doing a good job every day.
At a meeting last month with Westfield State trustees, Commissioner Freeland said Dobell's travel spending seemed excessive. In his written response Monday, Dobell said his spending on travel in 4 years was $50,000 less than what the university budgeted. Addressing criticism that spending on entertainment and dinners at restaurants has not produced any return for the university, Dobell's letter cites events for donors that cost a total of $18,000 and resulted in donations totaling more than $230,000. Dobell's response to Freeland was due October 3rd. After the deadline was missed, Freeland froze $197,000 in funding to the university and recommended withholding another $2 million for construction of a science building. Governor Deval Patrick said he supports Freeland's move.
These are very, very serious concerns that have been raised about the spending of the president at Westfield State, who has otherwise done some very good things at Westfield State. But it's more and more apparent he's not taking these concerns seriously, and they are serious, and they need to be and will be taken seriously.
In an emailed statement, Dobell's spokesman George Regan said Governor Patrick and Commissioner Freeland should, quote, review the facts, unquote, before making, quote, derogatory statements, unquote, about Dobell. He said Dobell found, quote, this rush to judgment disturbing and dangerous to the integrity of the due process system. The controversy is expected to come to a head October 16th, when the Westfield State Board of Trustees have scheduled a special meeting. The university faculty is planning a no-confidence vote in Dobell for the same day. I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.